following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Hey everyone, welcome to our client support call this evening. My name is Jan Paxman. I'm a registered nurse, and I'm joined by Dr. Delia Garcia, and we are also certified health coaches with Optavia and are so happy to be here with you tonight. This call is for our current and potential Optavia clients, coaches, and health professionals, and will last for 30 minutes. It is designed to be interactive, so when you have questions or answers, if you have questions, you're going to get your questions answered, and you also will be hearing from health professionals that can help you and guide you along your path. Keep in mind that we will do our best to answer your questions, and we encourage you to contact your personal healthcare provider as they are an important part of your transformation and your personal health journey. Especially if you're taking medications or have any medical considerations, we would love to get as many questions answered tonight for you as possible. We're going to start tonight by getting to know who's on the line with us, and that's always so fun. And then after a few minutes of that, we're going to hear an awesome presentation by Dr. Garcia, which I'm so excited for, and then we'll get right to the question and answer portion of our call. So let's get started. If you would like to say hello, hit star 6 on your phone to unmute, and then share your first name, where you are from, and your success so far with the program. And then please, when you're finished, hit star 6 so we can keep the line clear. So let's get started. Who is out there tonight?
Hi, Jan. This is TJ. I am so excited to hear from the two of you.
Oh, yay, TJ. Welcome. So glad you're on. Share with everyone what your story is and where you're from.
I am from Idaho, and I have lost 53 pounds and stayed at a healthy weight for 2.5 years now, and also am symptom-free from rheumatoid arthritis.
Holy cow, and I love that. Yes, indeed. I'm so proud of you. We are so lucky because we get to work together, TJ and I. So way to go, sister. Awesome. Who else is out there?
Hi, I'm Linda from Mississippi, and I just started the program.
Hey, Linda, welcome. We're so happy to have you here. You have come into a great, great community with a great program, and we're here to support you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Who else?
Hi, Jan and Dr. Garcia. This is Linda in Prescott, Arizona, another one of Jan's team.
Yay, Linda.
Yay. So I have been with Optavia for a couple of years now. I lost 75 pounds, and I've been at my healthy weight for a little over a year and a half, and I'm now coaching. And hopefully two of my potential new clients are on the phone with us tonight, I hope.
Fantastic. Oh, Linda, thank you so much for hopping on. You are such an inspiration. We just love you.
Love you too.
Hey,
hello.
Want to say hello?
Hello, this is Sandy in Kentucky, and I'm new. Just started on Monday.
Sweet. Welcome, Sandy. We're so glad you're here. This is a great place to be.
Thank you. I'm Aline
Go ahead.
I'm Aline Edge from Kansas City, and I've lost 60 pounds, and I'm a brand new coach.
Congratulations on both of those things. Wonderful. I bet you feel great. Have you noticed some really important changes happening for you with those 50 pounds down?
Well, I have, because I went to the doctor today and he took me off of all of my diabetes medicine, my metformin, my injections, and he cut my high blood pressure medicine in half.
Wow. That is awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, Jen. This is Donna from Oregon.
Oh, hey, Donna. Welcome.
I have a client on that just ordered yesterday, and he's got some health medications that I wanted to ask about. And I think my daughter, Amy, is on tonight, too. She might be
out
there.
Yep, I'm here. Can you hear me?
That is wonderful.
This is Ralph here.
Guys, I'm so glad you're here. Great. We'll get to your question as soon as Dr. Garcia is finished with her little presentation, then we'll open it up for the question and answer time. We'd love to help you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
So good. Well, I think we're ready. Should we go ahead and get started?
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Jan, because we don't want to run out of time at the end. What I wanted to talk about tonight is soy and health and how it benefits our health. I'm an oncologist, so breast cancer is my specialty, and I know a lot about soy, but there's a lot of misconceptions out there. Some people have been told not to consume soy because it causes breast cancer. Nothing could be further from the truth. And so, again, lots of misconceptions. So I'm going to put the soy issue to rest. And I think that the reason that soy has been given a bad rap is because it contains natural plant hormones called phytoestrogens. And those are also called isoflavones. So they're just substances within this particular plant that, because of the word estrogen, people get concerned that soy may negatively influence breast cancer. One study that was published in December of 2009, so it's been around for a while, in the Journal of the American Medical Association, so a big reputable journal, is a study of over 5,000 Asian women who ranged in age from 20 to 75. They all had a history of breast cancer, and the women who consumed soy had the best survival rates. They had the lowest recurrence rates from their breast cancer. Again, the women who consumed soy did the best. They lived longer, and they had a lower risk of developing breast cancer. And that was despite the kind of breast cancer that they had, whether their breast cancer was hormone receptor positive, despite whether they were on tamoxifen, the hormone medication. But I especially love this newer study that was published in the journal Cancer in 2017. So this is a very, very new study. And this was on American women, over 6,000 women, all of whom had breast cancer. And they were all followed for 10 years minimum. The women in this particular study who consumed the most soy were 21% less likely to die of any cause, not just breast cancer, but of any cause, compared to those women who ate the least amount of soy. And of course, there were some people that didn't eat any soy. So the ones that consumed the most soy were 21% less likely to die of any disease cause. Again, an American study out of Tufts University, published in Cancer of 2017. And then there have been five additional studies on breast cancer survivors and soy. And the bottom line on all of these five studies is that the women who consumed soy lived significantly longer. They had a lower risk of recurrence of their breast cancer, and that was regardless of their age, regardless of what type of breast cancer they had. So eating the equivalent or drinking the equivalent of one cup of soy milk a day lowered the risk of breast cancer by 25%. So the equivalent of one cup of soy milk a day. That doesn't mean that everyone was drinking soy milk. It's the equivalent of a cup of soy milk. So some of them were eating edamame and tofu, other sources of soy. So in summary, foods that contain soy can help prevent breast cancer, and women who have already had breast cancer can also benefit from adding soy to their diet. Also, people that consume soy have a lower risk of high blood pressure, diabetes, and heart disease. And especially beneficial for our children is to consume soy as children or during puberty. That's when the strongest protection against breast cancer happens. Again, these are this is from the study published in the journal Cancer, June of 2017. So that's all I have, Jan, as our tip for today.
Wow, that is awesome. I have not heard that most recent study. I've heard of the other one that you shared earlier, but this most recent one is new to me, and that is very impressive. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh, my pleasure. So shall we turn it over to questions?
Yes. Just before we do, I just wanted to say that Dr. Garcia is coming to us from St. Louis, Missouri, which is the host city for our Optavia National Convention coming up in July. And so I'm so excited to go see her there in that neck of the woods. And do you know that our national convention is open to clients and coaches? So keep that in mind. It's July 19th through the 22nd. And if you would like to come and get a boost for your health that you cannot get in any other way, this would be the place to be. It's wonderful. So, yeah, I would love to open it up now to questions. Feel free to star six your phone and ask the question, and then afterwards we'll just ask you to star six again.
Hi,
Jan, this is Donna.
Go ahead.
Yeah, these studies have been done on women. Has there been any studies on how it affects men at all?
Soy really doesn't affect men. You know, there's been an occasional case report that men who consume enormous amounts of soy can have, breast enlargement. That has not panned out in, overall daily life. In fact, I am a part of a plant-based nutrition group where soy is a really great source of protein, and there are extraordinary male athletes now who are completely plant-based, getting their protein from soy, and they certainly are not effeminate in any way. So a lot of this is just, negative stuff that shows up on social media and so forth, and doesn't have any bearing whatsoever. Thank you.
Yeah,
great question.
Thank you.
Hey, so this is Donna, and I have
still there?
Are you there? Yeah.
I'm here.
Okay, good. So Ralph has quite a few medications that I just want to get clearance on from your thoughts. Ralph, would you kind of, do you remember that list? I wrote them down if it helps.
Yeah,
Ralph, let's, one thing, Ralph, this is Dr. Garcia talking. We don't want the names of the medications. Instead, I'm going to ask the question, are you on medications for high blood pressure, cholesterol?
Cholesterol and but I'm no statins. I'm not taking statins. But I'm taking cholesterol medication, and I'm taking one blood pressure medication.
Okay. And how much weight do you have to lose?
I'd really love to lose 40 pounds. I'm 5'9" and 215.
Okay. So as your weight comes down, you are likely to be able to get off of your blood pressure medications and your cholesterol medications. So what you definitely want to do is let your personal physician know that you're on a program. And then also be tuned in to the fact that if you're feeling lightheaded, you know, you start seeing stars, like when you bend over or you get up quickly, that's usually an indication that you need an adjustment in your blood pressure medication. So
you dropped out of the bottom. I'm a retired fire department paramedic, and I've got a pretty good handle on pharmacology. I really do. So that's helped a lot for me.
But
I'm also taking, besides the blood pressure, I'm also taking a supplement for, I had a parathyroid tumor removed. It was quite large and purple in color, and it was really pumping a lot of DHT into my system. And So I do take a calcium supplement. I don't think that's going to be a really big issue.
No, not at all.
Let you know.
Yeah, but no, you're in good hands with your coach. You're likely to see some really nice improvements in your blood pressure, your cholesterol levels, because so much of that is tied to weight. So congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, congratulations.
And I'm hoping to do a little. It's getting too chubby to do the work I like to do.
Yeah. So anyone else?
Well, thank you. I have a question.
Yes.
Hello. Hi, my name is Robin. Hi, Dr. Garcia.
Hi,
Robin. Question is, if the incidence of breast cancer is 1 in 10, 1 in 9, 1 in 11 American women, what was the incidence in Asian women who had a high soy-based diet? That's the first question. Would you recommend women at high risk for breast cancer due to a strong family history take a glass of soy milk per day? Would you recommend just for anybody, since we're all at risk of breast cancer? And lastly, if it's phytoestrogen, why don't Asians who have a high soy diet have less osteoporosis? They're actually more at risk for osteoporosis. So I'm sorry, that was a fourfold question.
Yeah, that's a lot. Okay, the risk of breast cancer, it's one in nine American women will develop breast cancer in her lifetime. So it's really high, and it certainly has gone up in my 30 years of practice. And then your other question about...
Well, what's the risk in Asians for breast cancer?
I don't know the exact number, but it's significantly lower. However, when Asian women move to the United States, within a generation of living in the U.S., their risk... becomes very similar to American women. Why is that? Because their diet and their lifestyle changes significantly. So they go from eating primarily plant-based, you know, rice and lots of vegetables and seafood, to eating the standard American diet, burgers and French fries and all of that. And you can look around and see that many Asians are overweight and obese, you know, living in the United States. And then you asked, let's see, what else did you ask?
I asked
about?
someone with a strong family history increase their soy intake as a preventative measure to reduce their risk?
You know, I think adding soy to your diet is a really beneficial thing to not only decrease the risk of breast cancer, but a lot of the diseases that we see here in the States. Again, heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, they're all linked to our standard American diet. And by, you know, eating differently, drinking soy instead of cow's milk, eating more fruits and vegetables, more whole grains, legumes, that makes a difference. So it's really our diet and our lifestyle. And soy is a great plant-based protein as opposed to protein from, you know, animals. While you're, you know, on our program, we advocate one healthy meal of your own a day, lean protein and vegetables or a salad. That protein can be any kind of lean protein, and that certainly will help people get their weight off fast and safely. But that protein can also be plant-based. You know, it could be a veggie burger, for instance, or tofu. It doesn't always have to be animal protein. So great questions, and thank you very much for asking them. And we will move on because we're getting short on time, so we'll move on to the next.
Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. I'm Bet from North Carolina. And my question is, hi, Dr. Garcia. My question is twofold. The first part is regarding the studies that you cited. Are the studies just on soy products like soy milk, edamame, and that kind of thing? And the second part is, I'll tell you that I was diagnosed with breast cancer 2 years ago. I completed treatment, and I am taking an aromatase inhibitor. So I've been on Optavia since September, and I'm trying to stay away from the products that have soy protein isolate. Those are the ones that I have read are probably not the healthiest ones for people with breast cancer or a history of breast cancer. The soy lycopene and those things, the articles that I've read have said are okay. What's your opinion?
My opinion is that there's a lot of stuff being thrown out there that has no bearing. There's nothing to support it. What I love about the studies that I quoted is that they're very large studies on thousands of women followed for at least 10 years. And there's misconceptions floating around about soy. Don't eat this kind of soy and eat that kind and don't do that. And a lot of it, to be honest with you, are people who have an agenda, and their agenda is to create fear and havoc about soy so that they can sell their boatload of supplements. I know of one such person that has a huge following on the internet, and if you look at what his agenda is, it is to sell his, hundreds of synthetic supplements that absolutely do not have any data to support health and well-being. So I don't think that with you having a history of breast cancer that you need to worry about whether it's processed soy or whole food. I mean, whole food is always going to be better. We know that. But I think really the main, a bigger concern for women with breast cancer is the excess weight, because our own body fat is the largest source of estrogen in postmenopausal women. Our own body fat, and that is the precursor for breast cancer. That is the hormone that feeds cancer cells if you've got an active cancer in your body. So it's really important to get to a healthy weight and decrease that estrogen dominance, those high circulating estrogen levels that are really the reason why breast cancer is hugely on the rise.
Okay. And I'm happy to say that I have lost 54 pounds since September. So I'm trying to get there.
Yeah, that's incredible. Awesome. And you've significantly lowered your risk of a recurrence or a second cancer by getting those 54 pounds down, off. So keep on with your marvelous coach, and thank you for the question.
So you think the product with the soy protein isolate are okay to use?
I don't think you have anything to worry about there. I eat the products myself. How about you, Jan?
Yeah, every day I use at least two or three.
Yeah. And
yep.
Jan and I do not have a weight issue, but we eat them because it's, you know, healthy, medically formulated, you know, food products.
Uh-huh.
So, Jan, what do you think? We're at 7:26. Do you want to make an announcement about the webinar, and then maybe we'll have time for one more question?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I just want to throw out there that one of our other nurses, Frida, is on the call, and she sent in a little information from the CDC stating that American Indian women are the women with the lowest incidence of breast cancer, and then Asian women are the second lowest. So she just wanted to add that in there. So,
would you repeat that, please?
Yes, from the CDC, it states that America, we've got some background noise. If you could star six, that would be awesome. Just kind of noisy out there. Star six, everyone. Thank you. Yeah, the CDC states that American Indian women are the lowest occurrence of breast cancer, and Asian women are the second lowest of all women.
Thank
you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so just tonight, right as soon as this is over, we have our Habit of Health webinar that is awesome. And you can access that by going to zoom.us. That's like in United States, zoom.us. And when you go into the Zoom application, you click join a meeting, and then you can, as it asks you to put in the Zoom ID number, I'm going to give you that number right now. It is 113-312-513. I'll repeat that. 113-312-513. And if you don't have a computer with the Zoom downloaded already, just download the free Zoom, Zoom as in Mary, application, and then you just open it, click join a meeting, and enter the number in. So, yeah, we're excited about that. Dee, do you want to try for one more question?
Yeah, let's try for one more. Thanks.
Okay.
Dr. Garcia, can you hear me? I have a quick question.
Yes.
Hey. I have my, just a little quick backstory. I just lost 65 pounds since September, and yesterday I went into the ER with gallbladder issues, and they actually took my gallbladder out. I had emergency surgery yesterday. So I just kind of, I had heard that it was probably due to rapid weight loss, but my doctor still wanted me to keep losing.
Good.
So I'm just wondering if you have any information or maybe some ideas of
what I can do to heal quickly?
Well, in my experience, women or people, I should say, men and women who struggle okay. with weight have a higher incidence of gallbladder issues. So it's probably okay. not from the program. It's the fact that, you know, you got on the program because you were heavy to begin with. So it could have happened off program, on program. But with the people that are on the program, in order to keep your gallbladder healthy and active, it's important to have a few servings of healthy fats. And that's why your okay. health coach recommends, you know, even in the Optavia guide, the little booklet to help people get started on the program, it has a list of healthy fats, you know, avocado, okay. Almonds, walnuts, for instance, olive oil, those kinds of things. And but in terms of how to heal from your surgery, you are doing the right thing. You are going to heal faster because you've lost those 53 pounds. What you've done is you've reduced inflammation in your body, and your immune system is stronger. So your immune system is going to be able to, you know, send in those cells that help to clean up the debris and to promote healing. So congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you. It was kind of a shock, but my doctor said, don't worry about the gallbladder. We'll deal with that issue. Just keep losing weight. So,
yeah. Well, that's great. Congratulations. Congratulations to you, and it's wonderful to hear about a doctor that really applauds what you're doing, and that's fantastic.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you so much.
Is there time for one more
You're
question?
Welcome. It's actually not, but I'll tell you what you can do. If you would send an email in to Lori Anderson, she will answer you. So go to Optimizing Life with a number 2. Optimizing Life, number 2, at gmail.com. That is for Lori Anderson. And if you'll send your question in, she will answer that.
Thank you.
So thank you so much. Remember, this call happens every week on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, as does the Habit of Health webinar, which is starting right now. And we talked about how to get on that just a minute ago. Just go into Zoom. And that's an application on your phone or on your computer, and then just join a meeting and jump in. The ID number again is 113-312-513. And you can also subscribe to our support calls via iTunes podcast and or hear a few prior weeks' recordings of these helpful calls on your Health Coach's co-branded website. If you go into the Optavia website under our community, that's where those calls are located. And the playback of tonight's call will be available within 48 hours. And Dr. Garcia, it is always such a pleasure to be with you. And I just enjoyed sitting back and listening to you tonight answer these specific questions. And you've been so informative, and we appreciate you so much taking time to be with us on the call tonight.
Oh, my pleasure. And thanks, Dan, for always being so organized. All right. Good night, everyone.
Thank you. And everyone have a great evening. Congratulations on investing some time in your health and being with us. Good night.
The audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the Optavia team.